Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself from TheBeaconNewspapers.com is with me, and you've probably read The Beacon. If you haven't yet, pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations around the Metroplex. The Beacon is the newspaper for you. And Stuart.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on this month?
I thought we'd talk about some money stories this time.
Well, everybody likes to talk about money.
I know.
Like, everybody likes to talk about real estate.
So right.
I go to a party, they find out I'm a realtor. I find out about how many realtor cowboys there are out there. Like, you know, they know everything about their neighborhood. They love it. They dream about being a real estate agent.
Right.
It's funny, you know, because that's what I do all the time.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm not a doctor. I just, you know.
Just play one on TV.
Or financial planner. So, yeah, I just play one on the radio here. So,
okay.
But I do give advice a lot from the paper. So I'll tell you what our paper has to say, I guess.
Okay, good.
This month.
Tell us.
So the stock market's done pretty well the last 5 years. In fact, it's an average of 25% increase each year the last 5 years over the bottom of the market when things were looking so bad in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So the question now a lot of people are asking is, well, maybe I should take advantage of these profits I've got and get out of it. You know, what should I do now?
Right.
Especially if you're, you know, pre-retirement or just recently retired or whatever, what do you do? So this article goes through a lot of possibilities and addresses the issues. Among them, you know, if you have a stable job, if you have a number of years before you're really going to retire, if you have a diversified common stock portfolio, our writer suggests that you just hold on to it for the long term. Because if you have a long time frame and you're doing pretty well, in the long run, stocks tend to do better than bonds or other investments. On the other hand, if you're close to retirement or if you have a lot of your money in bonds, you might want to, you know, take a look at what you should be doing at this point. For example, you want to rebalance your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have some bonds and you have some stocks, as most people do, the fact that the stocks have gone up so much lately has changed your balance a lot.
Yes, true.
So if you haven't looked at it, you should do it at least once a year and get back to that 60-40 or whatever ratio you think is best for you or your advisor has advised you to do.
Yeah, we've got Steve Lohman is going to be on the show a little bit later from Morgan Stanley, the Capital Bay Group, and we're going to actually talk a bit about coming up with a financial plan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're in the newspaper, you can read about that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I want to mention is interest rates. Mm. You know, they've been so low for so long that people are worried with their bonds that if the rates go up, what's going to happen to their bonds? Because what happens is, of course, it's an inverse relationship. If you have a long-term bond and the rates go up, then the value of your bond declines, the actual principal value of the bond.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to consider not having the majority of your bonds in long-term issues because, you know, they can only go up at this point. They can't go down
any
further. Right. So, you know, but you can be conservative and invest in diversified mutual funds. You can invest in intermediate-term bonds.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of is a way of splitting the difference. And you can also use something he recommends called a stop-loss order, where if your stocks have gone up pretty high but you're afraid they might come crashing down, tell your broker that when they hit this price, X dollars below where they currently are, then you want it sold as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And that will help cut your losses, assuming things aren't really going, you know, straight down fast.
Right, right.
Right, as long as you have a little time there.
That's right. Good. Well, more about that is in the Beacon newspaper. Beacon is the newspaper for you. Why? Because it's free. Everybody likes free. There's over 1,500 spots. You could pick up your copy or you can read it online at TheBeaconNewspapers.com. Stuart Rosenthal.
Nice to be here, I guess.
As well.
You want to hear a little more about another story I have on bonds? Or
I'd like
to talk too much about bonds already.
Well, no, I like bonds.
Well, what we want to say here is that when people do start to sell bonds, this is a separate story, but it's related to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are these things that happen that scare the bond market, and things start to go down fast. And a lot of times people say, oh, I better sell right now. Everybody's selling.
Mm-hmm.
But that just feeds the frenzy, and prices tend to tumble very quickly. So if you find that it's that kind of a situation happening, you might want to hold back because a lot of times people find that after that initial tumble, things do stabilize and come back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sell, either sell before some kind of crisis happens or step back when the crisis happens, but don't just rush into the crisis. It's probably not the best thing for you to be doing.
That's so true. People run out of desperation and then oftentimes
herd instinct. It's not good.
That's right. The Beacon newspaper, pick up your free copy today.